Blog Talk Radio.
Coming from, cause you don't go there.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get dough hair. Feds on the case, so we're moving mad low hair. Yeah, but shit's moving mad slow hair. Brown went test, I invested in cold shares.
Yeah.
I started seeing shit so clear.
So clear.
All courtesy of a cold square. And we gotta keep a strap in the house, cause we the niggas that flagging black gang in the south.
Yeah.
So what's these other niggas yapping about? Talk shit around here, get a slap in the mouth. Niggas know me, I always swagger it out.
That's right.
The true religion jeans might be matching the route. But seeing is believing, cause I'm smashing them out.
People gon' be people, ain't nobody gon' change. But we can keep the people if we leave it the same. If you don't know that, don't go there. Don't go there, no, don't go there. People gon' be people, ain't nobody gon' change. But we can keep the people if we leave it the same. If you don't know that, don't go there. Don't go there, no, don't go there.
I'm trying to make this rap shit work, cause I'm getting tired of the moving pack shit work. So let me rap a quick split first, link B.O.B, then I slap a quick stick first. I'm fed up of trapping, I'm disturbed, wrapping these packets and bagging this shit,
sir.
So tell me what the fuck's all this shit worth. I'm rolling with niggas that back it and pitch nerds. You think I wanna be on this shooter shit, but niggas hate and money is the root of it. And if a nigga wants to try and murk me, and I got this rally on me, I'ma shoot the shit. That's my life, and I'm used to it. Yeah, I know, that's some stupid shit. But if you don't go there, keep it peaceful, it might die down a little bit to let my people live.
People gon' be people, ain't nobody gon' change. But we can keep the people if we leave it the same. If you don't know that, don't go there. Don't go there, no, don't go there.
Brooklyn Kid, broadcasting live from NYC. It's 5 minutes after 11. The last Saturday of the month of May for 2015. You feel me? Hope y'all doing good. Hope y'all enjoyed y'all Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully y'all enjoyed y'all Memorial Day, particularly y'all week. Enjoying your weekend, enjoying your night. I don't know how many people listening right now. Some people may be out there partying, you know, in the hand and whatnot, which is cool, you know. There's nothing wrong with having a little fun. You know, you do what you gotta do. You know what I mean? I wanted to say something today. All right, so I know last week I said, you know, the Brooklyn Kid and Kanye show was coming back on the 27th. I'm not exactly sure when we're going to start. I know hopefully we'll be starting ASAP, but I have to talk to Kanye about that first, and then we'll, you know, we'll definitely get announced when we're going to, relaunch our show. You feel me? Again, I know I said it was supposed to be 3 days ago. 3 days ago, when I believe it was on Wednesday night, we plan to do it. But yeah, what you call it? Yeah, other things come up. You feel me? Also, if you hear me throughout the show sniffing, sneezing, it's allergy season. You feel me? You know them pollen. Pollen be trying to mess up a brother. You feel me? Now sneezing and blowing nose and everything. So if you catch me sniffing multiple times or sneezing and whatnot, please forgive me. Feel me? Please forgive me. It's just pollen. Pollen is crazy. Affecting me since I was a kid. You know what I mean? I'm sure it affects a lot of y'all people too. You feel me? Pollen is no joke. You know what I mean? But also, you know, I just want to let y'all know about that right now so I can, you know, just so y'all don't be like, why are you sniffing for? Why are you always sniffing? You doing this stuff? Nah, it's just the pollen, all right? It's the pollen. Nah, it's the pollen. Also, I know y'all tuning in. If y'all are tuning in, you know, I know it's by way of, you know, by way of internet. In the description box, you'll see a fan page, so I would, you know, or it would be greatly appreciated, or I find it, you know, greatly appreciated if y'all go ahead and like that page. You know, y'all get all the updates on what's going on under Great Records, under Great Radio, each individual artist, you know, things, what's going on with them in terms of their music and things of that nature. Also, of course, like I said, things going on with me as the radio host of Under Great Radio. And, you know, other things that's going down. So make sure y'all go ahead and like that page. Go ahead and like it. Like it. So I keep saying I'm going to make a like page of my own, or fan page of my own, but I'm just going to gloss over that, because when y'all get it, y'all get it. I keep putting it off. You feel me? I keep putting it off. Keep saying I'm going to do it tomorrow. The next day comes, I'll end up doing something else, you know. I say I'm going to do it Monday. Something else come up on Monday, or I'm either bored, and it doesn't click in my mind. Well, you know, you should actually make the fan page and promote it, but I'm going to do it. All right, I'm going to do it when I get around to it. I know I keep saying that. Trust me, all right? I also wanted to talk about some of my mind. It dropped in my mind earlier today. It was really about, you know, about wedding rings and why. And I really wish I had the calling number so I can ask some females calling and give, because every woman is different. Every woman gives a different reason. I have different opinions, but sometimes the way they say it is, I don't know. Women say the same thing, but sometimes they say it a different way. You feel me? Like, it's weird. But I remember one time I was in a situation with this young lady, like, wow, maybe about 3 years ago. We had an argument. Kind of weird for somebody in the situation. But actually, in the beginning of the situation. But what happened was, the argument was about the price of engagement ring, right? You know, when a man asks a woman to marry her, and, you know, he opens up the case, the mini box, and there's a ring. You know what I mean? And, you know, women, they love it. I don't know what it is, you know. I don't know. I probably never know. I hope to know someday, but women, not all, but most women seem to put a very big emphasis on how much money an engagement ring costs. Like, I heard somebody say, and I don't even know, he's a YouTuber, I don't even know if he still makes YouTube videos, but he said he would purchase his wife's. Now, you see, I have no problem with that, because Walmart is a cheap place. You know, you can get things at a good price for Walmart. I don't know now, because I haven't shopped in Walmart in like, maybe like 5 years or something, so it's been a while. But Walmart is cheap. You feel me? It's not cheap, but it's, you get things at a good price. So I'm like, and I've asked one, and again, the girl I talked to, she saw the same video as me. So that's wrong. How could a man buy his woman an engagement ring from Walmart? I'm like, what's wrong with that? Like, you're getting an engagement ring. Like, what's like, you know, they're doing what Beyonce asked us to do. We're putting a ring on it. Well, she didn't ask us to do it. We're doing what she motivated y'all to do, because some dudes, you know, for some reasons, you know, we love y'all, and, you know, other reasons, well, we just want to shut y'all up. Yeah, some women keep, you know, nagging about, oh, when are you going to put a ring on it? When are you going to give me the ring? When are we going to get married? Of course, say, you know, like, you know, most dudes will come a sucker, and, you know, not saying no. I mean, hey, if you want to do that, that's you. But most dudes will say, all right, fine, might as well do this, you know. You know, my ride or die, you know, she's been there for me since I was broke. You know, she had my baby, so I might as well put a ring on it. And, you know, she gets mad and fussy over the price for a ring. Like, the heck? And I'm like, and to me, that's a sign of ungratefulness and gold digging. Now, again, this is not to knock any woman. You feel me? But the women that claim that money don't mean much to them, but they still have a problem with their man buying them a ring that's like maybe $600, because that's expensive to me. A ring for $600, that's expensive. Like, I'm sorry. That is very expensive. $600 for a ring? A little ring? And chances are, she gonna want it back if y'all break up, she gonna wanna keep it. Right? She gonna wanna say, nah, it's mine. Or in some cases, she might go try to pawn it and then, you know, keep the money herself. I'm like, what the heck? Like, either way, your money may not, I'm not saying all, but I'm looking at how the world is being right now. Love ain't love no more. Love ain't love no more. Everybody's breaking up, getting divorced. You feel me? You don't really see long-lasting, healthy, long-lasting relationships or marriages like it used to be. It's not really happening like it used to be. Very unfortunate, because, you know, I personally love to see people that, you know, I love to see a man and a woman, you know, love each other. And especially black couples, that's beautiful right there. You feel me? But again, you know, things ain't the way things used to be, so I can't really stand it. Oh, man. You know what I mean? Like, especially if you find a woman, especially if you find somebody that really loves you for you. You know, that's great. You know what I mean? That's a nice thing. But again, like I said, now we're living in a time now where women want the ring, get them the ring. All of a sudden, now they want to keep it. And if the situation you know, doesn't work out, she wants to, like, she wants to keep the ring, right? I don't even know why. I mean, what's the, man, this is why we need to phone numbers up, bro. Women, like, women can really answer these questions. They want to keep the ring, right? They want to keep it, and for what reason, I don't know. Again, I wish women could really teach me these things in terms of, not teach me, like, but, you know, explain to me so I would understand. I could understand and be like, okay, that's just weird, but all right. You feel me? But, like, going back to what I was saying, like, why do women put such emphasis on rings, on the value of rings? Like, get a ring, be happy, and that's it. Like, why should I purchase a ring, first of all? That's going to lead me into debt. Like, I don't know any average Joe blue-collar working dude going to pay, make a one-time payment on, like, a $2,000 ring. You know what I could do with $2,000? You know what I can do? I can literally do so much with $2,000. Something substantial. You feel me? Not something really to splurge. If I have enough left, I'll probably splurge a little. You feel me? But, like, some women say a ring that they want is maybe like $2,000, $3,000. Like, yo, no, and I got to pay this thing off for the rest of my life? You feel me? No, that's more debt. And especially since you got to put in your name. Like, no, that's a lot right there. Yo. That's really a lot. Like, I don't get it. Why? Oh, my gosh. I really want you to understand. Like, it's just, like I said to me, it's not like a gold digging mentality, a gold digging mentality. And I'm like, I say gold digging because you seem to really care about money. Again, if I took the time, you gotta understand it. Like, you gotta understand. Like, you're in an economic crisis, man. Ain't nobody got time to sit there and, yeah, I'm gonna go buy my wife $4,000. Again, I have no problem with anybody that purchases their woman $4,000. I have no issue with any man. You wanna do that, bro? Yo. Salute you, yo. You feel me? That's on you. I'm looking at her like, look, as long as I don't turn her finger green, you feel me? As long as I don't put myself in a debt that I can't get myself out of, if I can afford it, I'm going to buy it. Whether it's $600, whether it's $1,000, if I can afford it and I don't have to make no monthly payments, you feel me? And especially when you don't make the monthly payments, they want to call up your phone and harass you, i.e. Sally May. You feel me? Sally May be doing that. I mean, I can understand because you owe them money, right? So they're called, like, the credit company will call you and blow your phone up to the point where you want to change your number. You feel me? But you can't really escape. You can run it, but you can't hide because, you know, as soon as they type in your social security number, boom, they can find you automatically. But again, if I can afford it, and if I ain't got to make them steep monthly payments, you feel me? That's going to cause me to be broke. I'm going to buy it. I don't care. I'm going to buy it, whether it's cheap or expensive. She better be happy for it. Better. I ain't going back to buy no ring that's more expensive than what it was before. Why? You better be thankful. You know how much women be waiting for a man to put a ring on it? What? They've been with their man all 20 years. Man, still waiting for them. Baby, when are you going to get married, though? When are you going to get married? Come on, I done been with you. I done bear your kids. I done raise your kids. I done did. Yo. I'm telling you, man. I'm your ride or die. I'm your ride or die, man. I've been there for you since you were broke. Honestly, and I can kind of see why marriages are really for women. Man, don't. I mean, I like weddings, but you're a fool, you feel me? But I can kind of see why it's really for women. Because it's like you, when you think about it, it's like you always, it's always really what the women want. You don't really hear no dudes and I don't want my wedding like this. I don't want my wedding like that. I've never seen a dude, like, explain what he wants or what he don't want. It's really the women that does that. And that's not to knock the women, because women, they grow up, you feel me, having this fantasy of how they want their wedding to be. You know what I mean? And hold on. Excuse me. They have, like, this fantasy of what they want their wedding to be like, you know, in a big church, decorated, you know, and maybe some sort of theme. You know, like if you watch the Tyler Perry's family reunion, they had like a Paris and that scene where that one light skinned chick was supposed to get married to that dark skinned dude, Blair Underwood. Of course, you know, that ain't happened because he was beating on her. So and he pulled and she pulled what happened to Al Green, you know, the grits. You know what I mean, the hot grits about helping him deal. So in that scene, they had like where this Paris scene, or scene like a Paris theme type of wedding, you feel me? Where they had like a built up Eiffel Tower made out of, I don't know what it was made out of, but you know what I mean. They crave that kind of that event to take place in their life, and it's cool. I mean, that's what they want. That's what they want, but. And I mean that's even worse because it's very expensive too. I'm not saying I'm gonna do this one. If I do get married, but I can see why certain people want to go to the whorehouse. Ain't nobody really got time to be doing all them big fancy weddings. Nah, man, everybody getting broke these days. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like me personally, I want a wedding in the Ash Church. You feel me? Like, I mean, that's what when I do get married. You feel me? So I'm a little traditional, not too extravagant or nothing. And I ain't really with all that kind of stuff. But, yo, again, like I said, I don't see much dudes really participating in like, you know, the arrangements of the wedding. If anything, he's participating in what the honeymoon going to be like, you feel me? Can't blame him, because, I mean, but then again, some dude done, you know, bought the cow, you feel me? They don't got the milk already, so they're like, yo, I'm buying that. I already know what the cow was like, you feel me? I bought it by way of, you know, spitting game, you know, some of y'all cases, laying the pipes. No pun intended, y'all. Well, pun intended, really, but don't mean to be, I should say, because I don't know what kind of listeners I have on here, but, you know, I'm just saying. But, you know, not to be, you would say, dig her out. That's the only person I really heard say that. But, you know, you paved the way. You did what you had to do. And, you know, you, that's why y'all stayed together so long, and that's why it took y'all so long to get married. Because, you know, you did what you had to do. You feel me? But, again, like I said, I went off on a tangent, but I don't see the point of having such a big emphasis on wedding. It just really don't make sense to me. It really don't. And I kind of wish women would kind of bring that level of importance of how much an engagement ring costs. Bring it down a few notches. You feel me? It's not that serious. You know what I mean? It's really not that serious. And, I mean, for real, it's all about, at the end of the day, it ain't like you put a quarter in a machine. One of them little machine things, twisted it, you know, turned the knob, and then, you know, that little ring, that little fake ring that come in the little plastic thing, majig, I don't even know what to call that. And he just put it on your ring, on your finger, you know. And nah, it ain't like you doing that. Now if you did that, that's probably, I ain't gonna lie, I was lying. But If he did that, though, I'm like, nah, son. You could at least throw a little bit more thought into it. But they always say, yo, it's the thought that counts. So if the thought, if it's the thought that counts, why put, you know, why put an emphasis on rings? It really don't make sense. It really don't make sense. I've heard a woman say, oh, you can give me that ring, that cheap ring, but you better give me the real one later. I said, the heck? Tripping. Like, for real. I remember, like I said, when I was in that situation, I was talking about it with the girl and whatever. She got mad. I said, look, you better be happy I'm giving you a ring. I'm not saying that I would, but I mean, I wouldn't, but at the time, but I was like, if that was to take place, you'd be lucky I give you something. You feel me? You're lucky I even thought about it. And again, most dudes don't want to marry chicks these days. I mean, I ain't knocking them, but I'm just saying, most dudes today, they don't want to put a ring on it with these broads. You feel me? At least they don't want to do it to like they old and gray. I said, all right, man, my player days done came to a halt. Let me go ahead and make the missus, the actual missus, the governing miss, well, not governing, but, you know, let me stand in front of God and said, I do. You feel me? Most dudes want to do that. Most dudes wait till, you know, and I mean, I can't really blame them. You want to see how she is. Well, sometimes y'all really want your cake and eat it too. Can I blame y'all? Yeah, I mean, you're a man, so you're gonna want to do that. You know what I mean? Not knocking y'all again, not knocking you guys. I have 2 more minutes left to the show. But not knocking y'all, but that's just what y'all, you know, that's what we want as men. We were hunters, you feel me? We want to hunt. Wherever we see something we like, we want to go after it. Sometimes it comes after us. And sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad. I wish that good outweighed the bad. But you know what it's like? Sometimes, you know, but again, it shouldn't be that much of a difference. If any case, as I wrap up, if anything, if it matters to the women, the emphasis of an engagement ring does not, the emphasis of the price of an engagement ring, it should matter to us when you know how much you, but then again, it don't matter to us because we don't care. I never heard a dude say, yo, you got this $500 ring? Girl, you better bring this back. No, you better give me something that's $2,000. Like, you feel me? Like, how many men really care about that? How many men really care? I don't care. Like, for real. As long as it's black is my favorite. Care. If you want to, you know, if you want to have, like, yo, just give me a ring. Get this thing over with. Go back to the hotel and do what we do. Do the do. The actual do. You feel me? It's pun intended. Because, I mean, come on. That's the reason why, I mean, you know, I'm just saying. But anyway, I'm about to wrap this show up. Again, those of y'all tuning in, yeah, go ahead and like that page. Go ahead and like that page. I have everything updated for you. Also, what was I going to say? Yeah, hopefully you guys have a good weekend, a good safety, a safe and blessed weekend. Hopefully you have a wonderful week. All right, I'm going to be on same time, same place. All right, next week, Saturday at 11. All right, and I hope you. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the show. I know I did. Talk 30 minutes. You feel me? But anyway, all right. I'll talk to y'all later. Tune in. All right. Peace.